Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Learning from the Light Pre-Death Experiences, Prophecies. And Angelic Messages of Hope by hospice physician John Lerma is a spiritual non-fiction work focused on what people report seeing, sensing, and learning as death approaches. Building on themes associated with his earlier writings, Lerma presents accounts drawn from hospice settings and from survivors reflecting on the loss of loved ones. The book centers on pre-death experiences and angelic encounters described as comforting, instructive, and sometimes challenging, including references to both benevolent and frightening presences, alongside narrative stories. The author frames these experiences as evidence that consciousness continues beyond physical death, and that the dying process can involve meaningful psychological and spiritual transition. A key purpose is to offer hope to readers who fear death or who are grieving, and to provide practical spiritual lessons about forgiveness, love, and releasing ego-driven fear. The tone is faith-affirming and experiential, rather than purely clinical, aiming to reassure and to guide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pre-death experiences as a window into the dying process. A central focus of the book is the phenomenon often described as pre-death experiences, vivid reports that occur in the days or weeks before death, rather than during a medical crisis. Lerma presents these accounts through the lens of hospice care, where patients may speak about seeing light, sensing a presence, or perceiving loved ones and spiritual beings nearby. In the book's framework, these experiences are not treated as random hallucinations, but as meaningful events that can reduce fear and help people accept the transition ahead. The emphasis is on how the experiences affect patients emotionally and spiritually, calming agitation, softening unresolved guilt, and creating a sense of being accompanied. The hospice context also matters because it highlights repeated patterns reported across different individuals and backgrounds, which Lerma uses to support his wider claim that something significant is happening at end of life, even for readers who remain uncertain about metaphysical explanations. The topic underscores a practical point: listening respectfully to what dying people report can be a form of care in itself, offering comfort and dignity when time is limited. Secondly, angelic encounters, including light and dark presences. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that patients and bereaved survivors report encounters with angels or angel-like beings. Lerma describes these as experiences that can be luminous and supportive, but he also discusses accounts involving distressing or dark presences. This contrast is important because it positions end-of-life spirituality as more complex than a single comforting narrative. In Lerma's telling, benevolent encounters tend to communicate reassurance, protection, and a sense of homecoming, while frightening encounters are linked to unresolved fear, emotional turmoil, or spiritual confusion. Rather than presenting a single doctrine, the book uses these reports to encourage moral and emotional preparation, cultivating compassion, releasing resentment, and seeking inner peace. The topic also addresses why such stories resonate with many readers. They mirror common human concerns about judgment, safety, and whether anyone will meet us at the threshold of death. By including both kinds of encounters, Lerma frames the dying process as a period of heightened spiritual sensitivity and insists that hope is still available, especially through forgiveness and a willingness to change. Thirdly, hope, grief, and the perspective of survivors, beyond hospice bedside narratives. Lerma includes stories connected to people who have lost loved ones and later interpret unusual events as signs of continued connection. These accounts serve a specific function in the book. They extend the theme of pre-death experiences into the world of the living, portraying grief not only as pain, but also as an opening to meaning. Lerma's approach emphasizes that bereavement often brings questions about where the deceased has gone, whether they are at peace, and whether love persists. In this framework, perceived angelic visits or other comforting experiences are presented as messages of hope rather than as proofs that can be measured in a laboratory. The practical takeaway is emotional readers are encouraged to move from paralysis and fear toward acceptance and love without needing to erase sadness. This topic also clarifies the book's audience appeal. People who are mourning often seek narratives that validate their experience and reduce isolation, and Lerma's stories aim to provide that validation. The overall message is that healing can include both remembrance and trust, and that death is portrayed as a transition rather than an annihilation, and preparing for a peaceful transition. A recurring instructional thread in the book is the claim that spiritual peace at the end of life is closely tied to inner work during life. Lerma emphasizes practices and attitudes such as self-forgiveness, self-love, and releasing ego-driven narratives of control, shame, and resentment. Within the book's worldview, ego is associated with fear of death, fixation on past mistakes, and the need to dominate outcomes that cannot be dominated. By contrast, the spiritual self is portrayed as capable of acceptance, compassion, and trust. The hospice setting reinforces these lessons because patients often confront unfinished emotional business, strained relationships, regret, or unresolved spiritual questions. Lerma's stories are used to illustrate that reconciliation and emotional honesty can ease suffering, whether or not one frames the experience in overtly religious terms. This topic is one of the book's most practical contributions. It implicitly encourages readers to begin end-of-life preparation long before illness arrives by practicing forgiveness and simplifying what matters. The emphasis is not on technical medical planning, but on creating conditions for peace, love expressed, apologies offered, gratitude acknowledged, and fear reduced through a sense of connection. Lastly, prophecies, unusual phenomena, and the book's challenge to skepticism. Lerma also includes material that reaches beyond bedside comfort into claims about messages, prophecies, and unusual phenomena sometimes associated with the dying process. Descriptions may include perceived warnings or insights about the future, and references to experiences that readers might categorize as paranormal, such as electronic voice phenomena. The book uses these reports to argue against a purely materialist account of consciousness, suggesting that some experiences contain information or significance that patients could not easily fabricate. At the same time, the argument is presented primarily through narrative accumulation rather than controlled experimentation, which positions the book closer to inspirational spiritual literature than to academic research. This is where the book's tone most directly confronts skepticism. Lerma contends that firsthand accounts from patients and families deserve serious attention, and that dismissing them can impoverish end-of-life care and human understanding. For readers, the value of this topic depends on expectations. Those seeking strict scientific proof may find the evidentiary standard insufficient, while readers open to experiential testimony may find the stories compelling. Either way, the topic highlights the book's larger ambition to reframe death as meaningful and to normalize conversations about spiritual experiences without shame. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who are drawn to spirituality, afterlife literature, hospice narratives, and personal testimonies about end-of-life experiences. It may be especially helpful for people facing a serious diagnosis, supporting a loved one in hospice, or grieving and searching for reassurance that love and consciousness continue. The most practical benefits come from its emotional and ethical emphasis, listening with empathy, reducing fear through acceptance, and prioritizing forgiveness and self-love as daily habits rather than last-minute tasks. Even when readers do not share the author's metaphysical certainty, the stories encourage a gentler approach to death and to the people who are nearing it. Within its category, Learning from the Light stands out because it comes from a physician working in hospice, giving the narrative a bedside perspective rather than a purely speculative one. Compared with many near-death experience books that focus on dramatic medical crises, this one highlights experiences reported before death and connects them to caregiving and grief. Its focus on angelic encounters and messages, including both comforting and frightening accounts, adds a distinctive spiritual framing that will resonate strongly with faith-oriented audiences. Readers who want a clinical study may prefer research-focused texts, but readers seeking meaning, hope, and a compassionate lens on dying are likely to find it memorable and consoling. If you would like to support John Lerma, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.